talking about what's new with Los Angeles Clippers. There's always so much to discuss. Let's jump right in. It's LA Clips Forum.
Hey, Clippers.
It's LA Clips Forum with Jesse and Brian.
Welcome to the LA Clips Forum. My name is Brian Andrew. I'm here with Jesse, the bestie Sandoval. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. How's your weekend going so far?
I'm watching WrestleMania, which I know you should be doing too. But it's two nights, so I watched night one. And then I was like, all right, we should probably record before tomorrow. But yeah. Welcome to the podcast about Clippers basketball.
That's what we're talking about. I bet.
it was funny too, because for the last week or so, it was just like, do we just want to keep talking about the same stuff?
I guess we got something new, right? Kawhi. That's it.
You got it right. Do you want to? I'm wearing new headphones and it's throwing me off, by the way.
I
don't know.
What is it? Echoey or what?
No, it's just I'm used to wearing headphones that cover my ears, and now I'm using like Apple headphones. I don't know. It just feels like there's always like an iPod, not an AirPod, but like a headphone loose in my ears. So it's like,
do you normally wear AirPods?
No, I actually don't own a pair of AirPods.
Really? This is your first time, dude? Like, what?
These aren't AirPods. These are still connected to the cord.
Oh, okay.
So that's when I said AirPods, I was like, actually, they're not. That's why I corrected myself.
Oh, okay. They're just regular AirPods. Okay.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, never mind. Can't go with that story. what was I going to say? I guess we could say, like, I guess the Utah Jazz was a nice change of pace in which we actually saw a distribution of scoring.
I don't even know if they played a G League caliber team.
Very true.
I'm not quite sure if anyone was in the arena. I don't think they did a Jason Preston tribute video that day. It would have just been a clip of Reggie Jackson saying like, yeah, Jason Preston's a good teammate. That's about it. I think that's what the entire highlight video would be.
It's just him clapping on the side.
Like it threw me off because I was thinking about it before the Jazz game and I was like, dude, this Jason Preston was in training camp with us playing preseason games this year.
Oh, dude, why does it feel like
it feels like he's been off the team for 6 years?
Yeah, dude, that's so crazy. I even forgot that he went to the Jazz. I'll be honest.
That's how long the season's been, it feels like.
I think the only Jason Preston highlight we have is like the how the fuck did he get a commercial? Excuse my language. Already set the tone.
I'm accepting one token of cursing per.
Okay. That was my only one.
And like you, I don't know if we've had this conversation with our fans, but. You know, if you can say shit on TV, you can say shit on the podcast. that's how I feel about it.
I agree with that. That's kind of still weird that he got a commercial.
Well, I think too there's this thing about being like an athlete in LA, because I think Brandon Boston has a commercial too, right?
Yeah, but he has Clutch Sports. I don't know. I feel like Clutch Sports actually does a pretty good job getting the deals.
No, it's fine.
I don't think Jason Preston's on.
No, I think he. I forgot what he's part of. Was it CAA or am I off base on that? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's not big enough for me to care. I'll be honest.
Yeah, but I think we spent some time on Jason Preston, I think, earlier in the summer or like maybe even during training camp. And then we haven't had to talk about him since. And we're already like 90 seconds over our Jason Preston time. So,
yeah, seriously, it sounds like it feels like a fever dream, honestly, that we had him on this team.
Yeah, we went out there, dominated. That's good because we have a tendency to make those kind of games close. Yeah. The game before then, Denver, that was actually a really good game. They didn't have Jamal Murray, We didn't have Kawhi Leonard, so I would say on star level esque, it's even. They have the former MVP plus Aaron Gordon and the gang, and we had Paul George and a slumping James Harden. So James Harden came out, showed out, you know, he did his thing, had a really good stat line. Paul George showed up, showed us what he could do. And the game was close. And according to Bleacher Report, PJ Tucker clamped Jokic in the final possession. And it's funny because we won, but at what cost? Because now when we play Denver in the playoffs, which if we're the four seed and Denver's the first seed, it's probably the matchup we're getting. You know, maybe the Lakers will, maybe they play the Lakers or something, or who knows what's going to go on. But that's probably the matchup we're getting. And PJ Tucker is playing 100, he's playing in game one of that series and probably through game seven. And I'm going to need that Primo jersey again. I'm not going to say I don't need it.
It's a bet. Pretext, just to bring everyone in, we had a bet with Jake because we were saying that PJ Tucker, or was it Jake that was saying that he's calling it PJ Tucker is going to play in the
So
playoffs.
I was, this is like a week or so before the deadline, and I was confident that the Clippers were going to trade him. And then it hit me like a broken heart when it hit like, what was it, 3 p.m. or 12 p.m. that day, and a trade wasn't made. I was like, oh crap, PJ Tucker's still here. And then PJ Tucker started getting some minutes, and then he sucked, and then he wasn't getting minutes, and then he was getting minutes, and then now Kawhi's knee is swollen or something, and now here we are. PJ Tucker not only playing, but starting. And apparently, according to the Denver Nuggets game, he's showing out. And he's stopping Jokic. Oh my God, I can't do this.
Dude, let's be honest. When we saw that shot go off, all our hearts dropped.
Dude, like PJ Tucker wasn't doing anything all game. All he was doing was roughing him up. And then he got a technical foul called on
Oh,
him
at a crucial time,
at a
yeah,
crucial time.
definitely.
And then kudos to Lou for benching him and bringing Amir Coffey in. But then Ty Lue, you know, former NBA champion, is like, you know what, on this final possession, we're gonna bring PJ Tucker back in. And I looked at it, and for the first time, and I think in a long time, in a final possession of a Clippers game, I have like a certain level of anxiety, right? It's just like, oh man, I don't know. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Let's see what Ty does, you know. Oh, we'll see who steps up. But for some reason, when PJ Tucker is on the court, my anxiety just goes away, because it's just like, oh, you know, well, they're not trying, I shouldn't care. Like it's if this is the best, if Ty Lue could seriously look at everybody on the bench and go, you know what we need PJ Tucker, then who's for me to be anxious in the moment? Like it's like it is what it is. Like it's either gonna be great podcast content if we lose, or if we win, we win. But for this game in particular, at what cost? Because now PJ Tucker's gonna get playoff minutes.
Oh yeah, he's especially with Bleacher Report going off saying he clamped them. Honestly, I never thought I'd hear a sentence where I hear PJ Tucker clamp after seeing him play atrociously the last couple of games. I don't really have a lot of hopes. I'll be honest.
I think I've told, like, we had sidebar conversations all the time because we don't podcast as often as like the Clippers are playing. So like Clippers have up and down, so we talk about the ups and downs and then we summarize that onto the podcast. The Clippers were having some downs, you know, last week, you know, Harden probably in his worst slump of the year. And then people are like questioning the trade and stuff like that. And I'm like, if you can't sit here and tell me that Roko Batum and the rest of those bums is worth keeping over getting Harden. And people are, and I know people have the arguments like, well, we could have gotten somebody else. That person doesn't exist. The who somebody else person doesn't exist. And if it's Zach LaVine, he's not even playing. So
That's
we
a very good point. I mean, all these other players that are, considered available, that wasn't, they weren't available at the time, right? Like Trae Young
there wasn't a
wasn't available in the beginning, and we wouldn't be able to get him. Jamal Murray, is he a huge upgrade? Not really.
I don't know. Like, there wasn't a single star, quote unquote, traded at the deadline. Like, I think, what was the big move? Siakam was traded, like, what, a few weeks before the deadline? So maybe Siakam was available. But outside of that, nobody else was available. We weren't getting anybody else. It was Harden. And then
Sorry.
we had the best stretch of basketball.
We did. I do want to correct myself. I meant DeJounte Murray. Sorry.
I knew that's
Yeah.
what you meant, and I was like, that's something I might have to edit out, but you corrected yourself.
Yes.
So someone's gonna stew on that for about 28 seconds of this pod.
Like, was he really available? No, nah, I'm
And
just
then he's like, oh, he corrected
yeah,
himself. Good. All right, cool. He got it.
I'm sourced on a ESPN article.
You're the Kendrick Perkins of this pod.
You know what, Molly? Yeah,
Yo, we got ourselves a championship coach, so I don't understand what's going on in LA right
I'm about to pull out my belt and just start hitting my chair right now.
now.
Honestly, I haven't seen a lot of Kendrick Perkins clips. Was he let go? My God, am I tripping
No,
now?
I think he's still there. I think he's still there. I can't honestly say. I'm not his agent, but I still think he's there. I just don't know. I just don't think he said anything spicy in the last month or so.
I'm with you. I agree. I don't think keeping Nicholas Batum, Rocco, helps his
We
team.
would be a play-in team trying to get to the sixth seed, whereas now we're a four seed trying to prevent being a six seed.
It is pretty funny, because I do understand the love for these guys. Batum came in and he was considered washed, and he showed out for us, and kudos to him, thank you. But like all things, everything was on, right? And so he goes on to the Sixers, and we still have like love for him, so much to the point that we continue to wish that he was on this team. And yet, like, I'm seeing like Sixers fans say, like, oh my God, why the f is Batum in? Ah, that's the second one. I'm so sorry, right?
No, it's fine.
Where is Batum? Why is Batum in this? So it's just kind of weird.
I'm with you, and I fall in love with all these Clipper players too, but I think I've gotten to the point of like, I like that about the fan base. I think that's what makes it really cool. I think it's like, we appreciate players 1 through 12. But like, even like me and you made it an entire thing on this pod about Semi Ojeleye and Ronnie Hood. Like, they didn't have a lot of fans, and not a lot of our fans got behind them, but we did. But that's because we were in kind of a lost season, and I think like in these seasons that are considered tight windows and stuff like that, like, I'm sorry, like. Especially like the argument when people are like, hey, we ruined our future because we traded for James Harden. Like, that's probably true and also maybe not true. Like, if we're going to give Lawrence Frank credit for some things, then you got to give Lawrence Frank credit for trying to maybe figure this out 3 years from now. But at the same time, like, those players on our team weren't going to contribute in our future. At the best, they were just going to be empty cap space later. And if that's what you consider them, that's great. Like if they're just a future cap space thing, then that's cool. But I actually think he had value, and in value I meant he could get us Harden. So
I mean, just because we have draft capital doesn't mean that all these players, I mean, I know they can be used for later acquisitions, but when you have Kawhi and Paul George, I don't think you're looking for the future. I think you're looking to maximize the opportunity now.
this is their prime.
This is their prime.
Paul George maybe has 2 years of prime left, and Kawhi maybe has, it depends how healthy he is, 3 to 4. Like, we'll get into that too in a little bit. James, I think, at least has one more year of good James Harden, and then after that, it just depends on if he could adapt his game. But
So like we're trying to maximize their opportunity right now, right?
yeah.
We mind you, we gave up a lot for Paul George. So we need a championship.
Yeah.
And you know, this was the move at the time. And honestly, I still think it was a good move. But giving up, what is it? I think the OKC pick, swap,
So
I
there's
think, which is technically the least favorable of the OKC picks.
the trade's confusing, because we did trade one of our picks. Then we traded a swap that we had of OKC, and I think OKC threw another pick in that we didn't have any like control in. Like, I don't know how that works. I'm sure we talked about it in November, and it's just, well, it's like, going over my head now, and someone's gonna correct us, like, after this pod. But
And please do.
there was enough that went out for Harden, yes, and a lot of future assets.
I think people come here listening, not for facts, but for us making outrageous opinions. I'm just
There is enough Clippers
kidding.
podcasts with facts. This is hopefully we're the vibes one. We're like, if you're feeling it, we're feeling it too, kind of podcast. That's where we're. I think we threw 2 second round picks in there as well. I don't have it in front of me right now. I'm doing this off the top of my head.
I think Trent has a wealth of knowledge. I think there's a lot of knowledge on Twitter. Excuse me, sorry. And you can find that information through them. People like them. Sorry. So it wasn't OKC pick. Maybe it was our pick. I could have sworn one of those were considered the least favorite, like
Yeah,
least favorable among
we
our
traded a
picks.
swap that really had no meaning. And to be honest, with like if both the Clippers and the Thunder are good, it's whatever. Because what are we really swapping? So
I'm really upset because I just like muted my mic and that still went through.
you're fine. You're fine.
I swear, like I closed my I muted and it still went through. Zoom, do better,
There's
please.
been times when I'm in a work meeting and I'm about to sneeze, and I will turn off my camera, and I'm trying to turn off my camera and my mute button at the same time, but I can only get one of them. And so it's either just me, like, having the most ugliest sneeze on video, or it's just the meeting getting the loudest sneeze possible into my,
I'm not gonna
yeah.
lie, it'd be pretty hilarious to see just some guy like move physically like so violently but no sound.
Yeah.
yeah, so I'm in the camp, I'm with you. I think the James Harden trade wasn't a big issue. I think there was other things that we could have done to maximize this roster. If we're on the topic of maximizing Kawhi and Paul George, you know.
Yeah, and we'll see, like, if the Clippers ultimately decide, like, at the end of the playoffs, like, maybe the James Harden thing's not working, then, they have every, I think the fan base after these playoffs, if the Clippers flame out or something like that, I think the fan base would accept that, like, okay, you know what? Maybe it's just, we love these players, we love the stars, but we gotta try something different. So I think the fan base would accept that. I think also the fan base would accept running it back, but we changed the supporting cast and the coach, So, like, I think that we'll probably get more into that at the end of the season when we recap the season. But yeah, like I think yeah, we spent some time on the Harden thing. I think it's just like it was still a good move. I think the Clippers would be in a different position without him than with him. But I'm not gonna pretend and say like the what happens in the playoffs doesn't matter. You know, it does. So
Yeah.
he has a history of having 40-point games without Joel Embiid. And then he also has a history of not showing up to game sevens. I think the Clippers are in position though where James Harden could maybe not show up to a game seven, but Kawhi and Paul George do, and we're fine. You know, like playoffs are such a result-based thing. Like you could play really bad, but as long as you win, you win. And, you know, I think like once we get into the playoffs, and this is like where my last shred of hope is with Ty Lue and stuff, is there is no process anymore. There isn't, hey, we got to play a certain way. We need to get right for this, or, you know, we need to get this player reps, or any, like at that point, you got to win games. Like it
Yeah.
doesn't matter who's pissed, who's not pissed, who's playing, who's not playing. You got to win games. If Russ is the hot hand in the third quarter of a game, you play Russ till he's not, you know, stuff like that. If PJ Tucker's helping you stop Jokic, then by all means play PJ Tucker. I just don't want PJ Tucker to be switched onto like Devin Booker if we were playing the Suns. You know, it's my last shred of hope is the fact that the games now mean something 100%. Not saying that the games didn't mean anything in the season, but you have the cop out of saying they don't mean anything, even if they do. In the playoffs, they do. Like it's make or break. Players get fired. Players don't get extensions. It's the real deal. So that's my last shred of hope is that like all this locker room crap between PG and Ty and PJ Tucker and not getting his minutes and Bones, you know, going home, stuff, all that stuff doesn't matter in the playoffs. It's just you win, you move on, you lose, people are getting fired. So who knows? You know, Ty Lue could just easily like they could flame out and Ty Lue's the coach in November. But
Yeah, no, I want to chime in because I think you hit a good point there. You know, when it comes to playoffs, I understand that during the season you're managing egos, right? Although it's strange that you're managing PJ Tucker's ego, a guy who's not even a star in this league. But you know what? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You probably saw like you probably want to use PJ Tucker. And you were hoping to use him in the playoffs, maybe towards the end of the season, kind of warm him up for that situation. We had some guests before. I'm blanking out. Who was
Clean.
it? Clayton. Thank you. Sorry, I'm sorry, Clayton. I'm just like right now. It's pretty late. Yeah, you know, Clayton didn't really believe that PJ Tucker could have been used in a Denver series. And I agree with him. I think there is situations where PJ Tucker could have been for used for spot minutes. And now you had this whole issue with him. And I swear to God, if I see a tweet because he's not playing and he's complaining, I'm gonna doctor that Rashid car crash. I'm gonna AI generate his face on there, and I'm gonna send it to Kansas City and make sure the police department go after this guy. Like instead of Rashid, I'll be honest. Like I will. The Kansas City can pay me. I will be witness and say, yeah, that was
I think it took place in Texas, but I hear you.
guy. Was it Texas?
But
Whatever police department needs it. I will be there as prime witness. If the Kansas City Chiefs need me to do a false witness, I will do it for them.
PJ Tucker won't be here next year. Like a lot of people, I've talked to some people, and they think like, well, you know, he might. No one wants him, but I'm like, no, he's not going to be here next season. So, if even if he's mad because he's not playing in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, it doesn't matter. Like he's out.
Yeah.
I think that goes the same for probably Bones, Boston, all these players who are not playing. So, probably. I think the most controversial one would be Russ, but these are all off-season conversations. If we're healthy, our three stars are probably going to play at least 38 to 40 minutes a night. I think I like our chances if at least two of the three show up every game. I think they could outplay how Ty is coaching. But I really don't know.
It's yeah, it's basically we're at the point it is we got to see it.
Like we're on a podcast and we're supposed to like talk about what we think will happen or recap other things, but we're really at like a purgatory of emotions because it's like we've seen him play well, we've seen him play bad, we've seen coach make, I mean, we've seen Ty Lue make, I said coach and say, hold on, I mean Ty Lue. Like I'm like disrespecting his position. We've seen him make a lot of questionable decisions and mismanage games in the fourth quarter, and we're like, oh, we can't have that in the playoffs. So it, we're kind of in that like purgatory of like, whoa, let's wait and see. And I think we try our best to, as fans, and I feel like I'm victim of this too, or I've done this as well. So I'm not gonna say like I'm better than you, but I think now, like with my third eye, I'm seeing it. It's kind of like we try to protect ourselves by assuming things are always going to go bad. We protect our emotions and protect ourselves by assuming, like, you know, the Clippers are going to, like, Ty Lue's going to suck in the playoffs, and we're going to play PJ Tucker 20 minutes, and Russ is going to be an issue, and Kawhi's knee's not working. Paul George and James Harden won't show up. I think we protect ourselves a lot instead of just letting it happen. And you might be right. And I think we protect ourselves because it's like we'd rather be right about the downfall of the team than hope for the best and then still lose. So I do that sometimes myself too. Like I was probably even doing it like last week. So it's just like I'm now kind of like trying as healthy as possible, just be like, hey, like when it's April, I don't know what day it's gonna be. Is it like April 20th? Is that when the playoffs start? April 20th, April
Yeah,
21st?
I think you're right.
Like it's like one of those two games, like, or one of those 2 days, like,
If it was
well,
420, I think I would know. No, just kidding.
I think then we'll be like, okay, and then by game three, I'm pretty sure we're all gonna be like, oh yeah, this is the Clippers, you know, and it's either gonna be a good one or a bad one, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. There will be future discussions about what should be the direction the Clippers should go. I will say right now, I'm in the camp of I really just think I'm okay with a new coaching change. I think that's enough for me, just to get me excited for Clipper basketball, I'll be honest. I feel like I said this in a chat with you guys, and I just feel like the league has changed. There's a lot of better coaches now. There's a lot of good coaches there that actually like try, as Jake said, they develop talent. They try to develop young players. They give them minutes. And then we have Ty, who's always trying to become a player's coach and slowly becoming Doc Rivers. And I just feel like the game's kind of passed him. He did coach really well. I would say like 2 seasons ago, including this one. But I feel
Yeah.
like his answer is the small ball all the time. It's just like it's irritating.
Yeah. It's yeah. It's and I think it's the fact that we went from potentially being a first seed to being okay with four. And I think that's our issue too, is us as a team shouldn't be okay with getting four when we were potentially the first or second seed last month. Or month and a half ago. So yeah. To finish this off, I guess, we could talk about Kawhi's injury. On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Did you mention it earlier, or was this off top, like off recording, that you think this they might give up the Suns to kind of set them up?
So I don't, yeah, I said this off mic where I was like, I think the Clippers are going to comfortably be the four seed unless we just have a catastrophic last week of the season. But the Suns, I think, are a game behind the Mavs. And keep in mind, like, a lot of teams are playing tomorrow. Things could change. So, and the next time we talk about this stuff, the season will already be over. So, just to keep the podcast current, yeah, they are at this moment one game behind. And we played the Suns twice, and it's a back to back. So I don't even know like where the Suns are on that. We may intentionally or unintentionally move the Suns to the fifth seed. And so we might play the Suns, a rematch from last year. We also might play the Mavs. Both teams have a lot of history. I think the Pelicans kind of set themselves up to not get the fifth seed. Like, I'm not looking at tiebreakers for other NBA teams right now. So I don't know if they even have a chance to get the fifth seed at this point. But it was certainly possible last week. So, yeah, you're about to say something.
I guess with that information, and that's a, that's a really good idea, honestly, for if you're looking at the Clippers, you're possibly thinking trying to just give Kawhi as much rest, but I think he'll be available for the playoffs. I'm not, as of right now, with this information, and the games played right now, I'm not mad with Kawhi at all. I think he's played a lot of games. I think it's been a great switch up. He's played back to back as well, as many as he could, and I appreciate that greatly, as a fan.
He certainly has made me okay with him taking the extension.
Yes.
Now, if he does get legitimately hurt, or if he's legitimately hurt now and it becomes a playoff issue, then I'll be like, oh, okay, well, what are we doing about that? But as of right now, I'm very content with the extension and him being on the team.
If Kawhi needs a knee, I'll give him mine.
Dude, we'll give him as many knees as he needs
Yeah, dude, seriously.
to.
I think there's a bunch of Clipper fans that'll be willing to donate their knees.
Yeah, dude, I could be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life if Kawhi wins me a championship. I don't give a shit.
Goodness. Yeah, so I'm not really worried right now. I think he'll show up, but
So on a scale of 1 to 10, are
one to
you
ten, I would say probably a three.
a 3? Okay, I would
Yeah.
say I'm a 4-ish, 5-ish, because I do think he'll be ready to go. I do think he'll get like a game or two of the rep before the playoffs. I do think he'll play in the playoffs. I'm not too concerned about that, but I wouldn't be, but it would be classic Clippers and Kawhi just for it to be like, all right, he missed the rest of the season. And then we're like two days before the playoffs start, we're expecting Kawhi to play, and it says like, yeah, he's gonna miss game one. Then it's like,
Yeah, then yeah, that's a big
then
worry.
I'm like, okay, like how serious is this injury if he's legitimately missing playoff games? But until like that kind of stuff happens, I'm like at a 4-ish, 5. Like, I'm just like, I'm concerned that it's an injury that he's dealt with, like, with the towards ACLs. He missed the first round, basically the first round last year because of it, of a knee situation. So anything involving Kawhi's knees, I'm just like, it just gives me a little bit like, Vietnam flashbacks. But I think this one I'm okay with. And I'm also like, he's gonna miss the Cavs game. Would not be surprised if he misses both Suns games. And then at that point, there's two games left in the season. So I don't know. Because then, like, I trust that Kawhi could be ready for game one. But then at the same time, even if he is, like, hopefully he's not going into the game cold. The last thing we need to do is give a team like the Suns or the Mavericks, like, any momentum. So.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not really too worried about Kawhi having to get reps in. I feel like I don't think I've ever seen, or I don't remember where Kawhi comes back and he's been really terrible from after a leap of absence.
He plays under expectations, but he doesn't play like he doesn't have like bad games.
And this is where we have James Harden, right? I think James Harden in these situations, if Kawhi doesn't play any games leading up to the playoffs, I think James Harden has enough of a history of being a good player early in the playoffs where I'm not too concerned, right? When if Kawhi comes in there pretty, with no reps even.
I'm not at this point worried about like Luka, Kyrie, or anybody on Dallas guarding James Harden. I'm not concerned about Bradley Beal or Devin Booker guarding James Harden. You know what I mean? Like I'm not concerned about that at all. I don't sweat that one bit. Some of those wings, like let me be honest. I'm scared because they have really good like you can honestly say if we play the Mavericks, we won't have the best player in the series. I think that's fair to say. If we're
I agree.
playing the Suns, it does get a little arguable. Like who's better, Kawhi or Kevin Durant right now? Like, I don't know, it depends. But then we probably don't have the second best player in the series. So
But we do have the third best player.
we do have the third best player. So it's we probably like and then it's a 7-game series. I don't know if Bradley Beal's even played a playoff game in his life. He's probably at least played one or two. I think they were in the playoffs in the bubble. Maybe I'm wrong about that. The Wizards, were they in the playoffs in the bubble? Him and Russ? No, Russ was on the Rockets at that point.
Russ was on the Rockets, so I don't think they made it to the playoffs.
If they did, it was like a first round exit. So,
I think the last time they did was they made it to the playoffs was with Russ.
like the most dangerous player on the Suns, in my opinion, is like Grayson Allen. Like he's shooting lights out. He's the guy that you have to worry about after worrying about the other top three guys. And then between
He
Nurkic and Zoo, it's literally a combination of who wants to be the biggest baby underneath the entire game.
It's so funny that you bring that up, because I feel like Allen is probably the perfect player to go off against a Ty Lue led coach, like a
Oh,
Ty
absolutely.
Lue
He's gonna
led team.
he will go he will shoot above like 50% from the 3-point line for three straight games before Ty Lue's like, I guess we should put somebody on that guy.
So you know what? With that information, I do not want to see the Suns.
But then like you have Dallas and they have Tim Hardaway Jr. who's always going to go off on
That's
the
true.
floor.
That's
You
true.
have Kyrie and we don't have a guard to guard Kyrie. We don't have a player that could guard Luka really. Like I know like we have people who can make Luka uncomfortable, but
I mean, Luka always looks uncomfortable, I'll be honest. He moves like he's like wearing like wooden clothing,
that's true.
like
So
it's just odd.
I don't know. As long as Kawhi is ready to go, I like our chances in the first round against either team. The Pelicans, I guess we could talk about for a second. They don't concern me either. We don't have anybody to guard Zion, but nobody else on the Pelicans is scaring me. I think same thing with like the Suns. Like they have Allen. It's the same thing with the Pelicans. They have Herbert Jones that I'm like, well, Ty Lue will let that guy shoot 50% from three for four straight games before he does anything. The second round gets a little iffy, but you know what? I actually feel like I know I might be the only one who says this, but the Clippers have made Denver look really human this year. I'm not saying we've looked better than Denver, but we made them look pretty human. You know, we did it in the last game. I think we did it earlier in the year. Also, there was a game where Reggie Jackson and DeAndre Jordan went off on us, and that's the game Ty Lue Sheng got fired. Like, imagine how different the season would have been if Ty Lue got fired in that game.
I
Crazy.
think we'd be looking like
Imagine
the
we bring Doc Rivers back. I think I would just lose it.
Bucks. I'll be honest, like after that game, I'm still questioning whether or not Ty Lue's coaching. Like it's just the players just doing their thing.
Right. Yeah, like if Because like there was moments in that Denver game where he put PJ Tucker in during clutch time, and then like he got the technical foul and all that, and I was like thinking to myself, like, why isn't Amir Coffey in the game? Like, what are we doing here? Like the default thing the coach should do, even when you're a bad coach, the default thing is like, I'm gonna put the five best players in there. I'm just gonna put the five best dudes in there. And like Ty Lue still refuses to do that. He decides to do the basic thing a bad coach would do.
Go with the Mets.
Yeah, he's like, ah, I guess PJ Tucker. It's just such. And the funny thing is, we won, so we look bad. And then I guess, and then like I said, like it's written in stone. I'm gonna get a Josh Primo jersey. But
Not
it's
because
just,
you want to.
I it's, at what cost, though? I think that's just where I'm at. Like, I keep going back to that. At what cost? Because now PJ Tucker is going to play all seven games against the Denver Nuggets.
Every time the Clippers win, it just pisses me off because I feel like we're furthering Tyler's career. I'll be honest. It's a double-edged
Yeah.
sword. I'm so tired. Like I really just want a new coach. I think a new coach for me, again, I said it earlier, I think a new coach is what I need to rejuvenate my excitement for this team. So I'm always gonna bring up Ty Lue until that happens. So I'm sorry. I know you guys are probably like, Jesus, Jesse, how many times can you bring up Ty Lue? Until he's fired. That is the answer.
I am one to not wish someone getting fired, but I'm at that point. I'm at that point too, where I'm like, the Clippers would, I think, have to win a championship this year, or at least be in the finals, for me to be like, bring Ty back. And even then, I would be like, we could win the NBA championship with Ty Lue, and then if Steve Ballmer is like, yeah, we'll still move on from Ty, but that's fair. But like I'm at that point where I'm not saying those. It's just like, even if we made it to the Western Conference Finals and we lost in game seven, let's just say, every season's been an absolute headache getting through it with Ty Lue in the last two of them. It can't be healthy on the organization to do that again. Like, you got to freshen it up, and Lawrence Frank needs to freshen up this roster. I don't care. Everyone can make excuses for the guy. Like the whole situation of bringing in three high contracts, getting, PJ Tucker not being able to get traded, those are a lot of good reasons, but they're not good excuses. Like there's a lot of good reasons. Like, for example, Kawhi getting hurt in the playoffs. That's a good reason we might lose, but it's not a good excuse why we should lose. So that's where I'm at. And we'll see. We'll see where we're at. I'm
You know
gonna
what?
be.
It's funny that you say that though. If we win a championship, I'm okay with keeping Ty Lue.
That's
I know that sounds
fine.
crazy. I know it sounds crazy. I'll
Yeah.
even get a Ty Lue jersey.
You'll buy
Like,
a you buy
I'll go buy a Clippers jersey. I'll pay the extra money, get it custom made, and I will have Ty Lue on the back of that jersey, and I will wear it proudly because he got us our first championship.
Would you get it in one of his numbers that he wore in his career? Like, I think he wore number 10 on the Lakers.
Sure. No, I don't care.
Or
I'll text him. I'll be like, hey, man, what number you want this shit?
and he's like, hey Jesse. Hey Jesse, the bestie. 10.
Sorry.
10's good. It would be even cooler if you got like Ty Lue on the back, or you just put Lue on the back, but instead of a number, it was like his face outlined. Like,
I wonder if you can like get jerseys and then get those photos and like you know how you get like a shirt and you can put like a
right.
photo and like one of those.
I'm
I
pretty
want.
sure if we were able to get like a blank Clippers jersey with like no numbers, I wondered if you could do that. And then I'm sure you can somewhere. You get no numbers, and then you take it to a print shop and say like, hey, can you find this shade of red or white or whatever?
And I can do
And
something
then
like that.
I'm just like, can you do that line of Ty Lue's face on
Yeah, you
there?
know what? I don't even want an outline. I want the stock photo of Ty Lue when someone gets called a tech and he has no idea who it was. Like he just looks confused. He's like looking. Like, what?
He's He's always looking like he's thinking about what he's gonna do after the game. Like halfway through the third quarter, he's thinking about like traffic on the 405 and like how long it's gonna take him, and like he's like, man, no one cooked me dinner tonight, so I'm gonna have to DoorDash something. And he's like, I can get something on the way home, but it's gonna be fast food. I don't wanna eat fast food. But he's like, if I DoorDash something, it's gotta have to be fast food.
But it's like, ah, oh, but DoorDash, it's gonna be like 40 bucks. So I'm like, it's a little too expensive. I know I get paid pretty good, but still, that's outrageous prices for
He's
DoorDash.
like, and then he's like, I told the team we could have practice tomorrow at 7. He's like, I'm regretting that already because I'm gonna get home so late. So he's just like, oh man, I don't, you know. And then all of a sudden, you just hear a whistle, and there's like a technical foul on PJ Tucker, and he's just like, wait, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the game.
I had PJ Tucker in there. Wait, yo, Amir, can you come over here? What am I doing?
My goodness. That's so funny.
There you
I
go.
think
Well,
everyone knows how we feel about time.
you can find our podcast wherever you find your podcast. You can find us on X, Twitter, at LA Clips Forum. Please say hi. You know, we appreciate it. We will be doing podcasts after each playoff game. We'll probably do one more podcast at the end of the season. I don't think we'll podcast next week. We'll just let the season end. We'll recap the season. We'll preview the playoffs. Hopefully by then, Kawhi is good to go. If he's not, we might have a little nervous podcast, but we'll probably have one more podcast with the regular season. It will be at the end of the season, and then it goes into playoff reviews after that. And then if the Clippers could do us a favor, please have the season last longer than April for the first time in like two seasons.
Please.
And then yeah, we'd appreciate that. You have anything you want to add, Jesse, before we head out?
No, I'm good. Go Clippers.
Sure.
Yeah,
We appreciate everyone. You guys could be doing anything with your time, but you're spending it with us, and we appreciate it.
Clippers are
Cool.
broke, man. They
What?
broke me a while ago, but
Oh.
they broke you.
I
I
thought
never thought I'd see the day.
I think I yeah. I thought you said they're brokey. I'm like, what does brokey mean? I think I'm one of those people where it's just like the Clippers started playing really bad at the same time the USC women's basketball team was going through March Madness and the Padres season was about to start. And I literally was just like, if the Clippers are not going to invest in themselves, then I'm just going to like I still need to watch because we're doing the podcast, but I'm not. Like I'm not mentally there with the team. Like, I'm just being real about it. And you know, like it's the same for everything. Like if you know, it there was a legit effort concern in the month of March, and it was just like, all right, I'm good. You know, I've seen the story too many times in the last 5 years, so
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, man.
yeah.
I am with you.
And until the season's over, we're out.
Later.